Well, the Devils have forced a Game 7 on the ice last night in New Jersey.
Now Kolachuk works his way in. Kolachuk, Kuzenko, he shoots!
Travis Zajac tallied that game-winning goal nearly 6 minutes into overtime as the Devils skated past the Panthers 3-2. The two will tangle in Game 7 tomorrow night in Florida. To the NBA, Utah clinched the final playoff berth in the West by beating Phoenix 188. Oklahoma City rumbled past Sacramento 118-110. Boston bounced Miami 78-66. Atlanta knocked off the Clippers 109-102. And New Orleans got by Golden State 83-81. In other NBA news, Lakers forward Meta World Peace, formerly Ron Artest, has been suspended 7 games for elbowing James Harden in the head during Sunday's contest. Artest drew an 86-game ban in 2004 for jumping into the stands at the Palace of Auburn Hills outside Detroit to fight fans. In NFL news, you can't choose luck, right? Don't tell Indianapolis that. The Colts have announced they will select Stanford quarterback Andrew Luck with the first pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, which gets underway tomorrow night. To baseball, in the American League, Texas shut out the Yankees 2-0 behind Yu Darvish, who pitched into the ninth, fanning 10. Tampa Bay beat the Angels 5-0, David Price with a complete Game 5 hitter. Cleveland dumped Kansas City 4-3, the Royals have lost 12 straight. Oakland blanked the White Sox 2-0, Baltimore held off Toronto 2-1, Boston blasted Minnesota 11-2, David Ortiz homered and knocked in 3, and Seattle slipped past Detroit 7-4. Over to the NL, Washington beat San Diego 3-1, the Nationals have baseball's best record at 13-4. Atlanta got by the Dodgers 4-3, Milwaukee outlasted Houston 9-6, the Cubs dropped St. Louis 3-2, Cincinnati blew out San Francisco 9-2, the Mets beat Miami 2-1, Lucas Duda drove in the tie-breaking run in the 8th. Pittsburgh topped Colorado 5-4, and Philadelphia clipped Arizona 8-5, Hunter Pence with a 2-run shot. In other baseball news, the Mets have placed starting pitcher Mike Pelfrey and left fielder Jason Bay on the 15-day DL. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.